Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Skype Core Testing Service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, I'm just testing the microphone by talking to this robot. Hello, robot. How are you? Robot. So the podcast. So the first story I'm going to announce on Friday, and then just going to write away for 7 days and publish it.
Okay.
So let me run the idea of the story by you. See if it's like not worth spending any more time on or not. So the title of it would be called Conspiracy of Old, and like. So I was walking through London the other day, and like I got really annoyed because there was an old person in front of me, like walking quite slowly. And I thought, what if there's a conspiracy of old people, and their job is to like really annoy younger people to make them appreciate being young? You know what I mean? So I guess it'd be told from the perspective of someone. Maybe he's just hit retirement age, and then like he's visited by a group of old people in the middle of the night, and they like take him in. And he has to learn the ropes and learn how to really annoy young people. I don't know.
Wow.
What do you think?
Yeah. So like secret society.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's cool. I think there's a lot of potential for like, there's a lot of things that happen in day-to-day life that maybe it seems annoying to somebody who can move quick or somebody who can do something really fast that old people can't do that would be great for like a conspiracy that they're doing it intentionally.
Yeah. I like the idea of them chuckling as like,
yeah. Maybe they would have like meetings, so they gather together in like a church hall or something, and like talk about how well they've annoyed some kids.
They go around a circle and each of them tells a story of like how they did. I mean, I can't really think of any right ideas though. So there's like, When you're walking behind one, that can be quite frustrating. I don't know what else. I don't know what else is that's annoying about old people. I guess the smell. Like one of them can make sure that they really smelled one day.
Or... what would the ingredients to get the correct smell be? Like talcum powder, pee,
a bit of mud. I think like a bit of soil.
Yeah, that's just old people slowly becoming one with the earth again, isn't it?
Yeah. That's part of the culture of the conspiracy. So this organization of old people, they're getting ready to die, but at the same time, they want to make sure the young people appreciate their youth.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it'd be cool to have a scene where maybe like one of the people who've been doing it for a long time dies. Mm. And so I guess he'd be in an old people's home or something. And then they all gather around in the middle of the night to talk, like honor him as a fallen comrade. And then, I don't know, maybe that could be the main character. Maybe he dies, like, he gets too old, and then people are honouring his victories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
The procession, like the funeral procession, they could all just drive really slow and annoy, even in death.
Yeah.
They annoy young people out for a joyride that day.
So one of the things that really helps me to get my ideas clear in my head is to talk to someone about them. So that was just me talking to my friend Dom. Expect to hear more of him on the show. He's just one of those guys. I mean, you find people you just sort of vibe with every now and again in life, and it's important to keep them in your life just so you can throw your random ideas at them, and they can either poo-poo them or they can say, yeah, that's something you should carry on doing. So I've been thinking more and more about what the 7-day story challenge is. And I think I've figured out the three rules or the three ideologies of the 7-day story challenge. So number one would be that you must be held accountable. And for me, this is going to be telling you I'm going to do something and then having to follow through with it. But for you guys, it could mean putting something up on Facebook or tweeting out that you're going to do something. Or, you know, you could just call your mum and say, look, mum, I'm going to do this thing. If I don't do it, you are not allowed to give me money for the next year. It's just all about holding yourself accountable and making sure you follow through and deliver on what you say you're gonna do. Number two, the second ideology of the 7-day story challenge is to consistently create content. Now, the idea behind this is of my thinking is that it's more about constantly shipping your products, your ideas, your stories out into the world. I mean, it's all good having a backlog of ideas and words and films or scripts or whatever on your hard drive, but you've got to get eyes on them. You've got to get feedback. And this could mean, if it's a film, it could mean getting your film played at a local film festival or local film night. And there's plenty of those about. You'll find them if you just look. And just gauging the reaction that you're getting from the audience members. Or if this is a book, it could be sending your story to, or publishing it on the Amazon Kindle store. And just, you know, if you get a bad review, look what they're saying. Are they saying that there's too many typos? Are they saying that it's too short or whatever? You've got to get that feedback. And it's important, you know. It's important in your development. And the third rule, the third ideology is to embrace the rule of Ray Bradbury. And by that I mean cranking out a hell of a lot of short stories, which is exactly what the 7-day story challenge is all about. And I don't just want to do this on my own, I really want to get some of you guys doing it as well. So please, if you've got an idea of a story challenge you want to do, email me, lukeofcondor@me.com. Let me know what you want to do. Let me know what your plan is. And I'll talk about it on the show and I'll promote it. Which brings me to the first 7-day story challenge of Luke's massive storytelling podcast thing. So I'm going to write a short story, a short book or whatever, in the next 7 days. So I'm going to start this today on Friday, and then by 11:59 p.m. next Thursday, I've got to have published this book. It's got to be available for people to download. So here's how the timeline's probably going to work. I'm going to have a day of planning, but I mean coming up with ideas, writing out the main beats of the story, and that's going to leave me with 2 or 3 days of actual writing. So it's not going to be 7 days of writing. Anyone could just write for 7 days, but I need a couple of days at least to send the story to my editor and for them to send it back and for me to go over it and over it and then send it back to them, a final proofread. So I need that 2 or 3 days for that process. And also, whilst the book is with the editor, I'm gonna work on a cover design. You may as well do something. And then, yes, everybody, hopefully by probably about Thursday afternoon, should be about ready to go, hopefully. I mean, you never know, really, do you? But, I mean, there's plenty of things that could go wrong. I mean, my main concern is that I'm going to get half of the story, I'm just not going to like it. But, I don't know, that's just going to happen, isn't it? I mean, one of the luxuries of not doing this on a podcast is that if I don't like something, I just sort of hold back, chew on it for a while, and then come back to it at a later date. But that isn't what this is about. This is about creating amazing stories and shipping them. So, yeah. So I hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to get in touch with me, please do. My email address is lukeofcondor@me.com. That's Condor with a K. Or if you want to sign up to the email list, that would be in the show notes. And yeah, if you could leave us a 5-star review, again, I know it's super early to be asking for this, but it just helps in the long run. And if you could subscribe to the podcast, that'd be great. Yeah, so get in touch, let me know what you're thinking, and speak to you soon.